नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरों चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयत् नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भावतोत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So this morning, Srimad Bhagavatam is from the second canto, canto 2, chapter 1 and text 4. Deha patya kaltras dishu atma senya svatsatsvapi tesham pramatu nidhanam pashanapi napashati. Deha patya kaltra dishu atma sanyeshwa satsvapi tesham pramatu nidanam pashyanapi na pashyati. Deha patya kaltra dishu atma sanyeshwa satsvapi tesham pramatu nidanam pashyanapi na pashyati. Hare Krishna. Right. So, translation by Svangri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Persons devoid of Atma-Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children, and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This material world is called the world of death. Every living being, beginning from Brahma, whose duration of life is some thousands of millions of years, down to the germs who live for a few seconds only, is struggling for existence. Therefore, this life is a sort of fight with material nature, which imposes death upon all. In the human form of life, a living being is competent enough to come to an understanding of this great struggle for existence. But being too attached to family members, society, country, etc., he wants to win over the invincible material nature by the aid of bodily strength, children, wife, relatives, etc. Although he is sufficiently experienced in the matter by dint of past experience and previous examples of his deceased predecessors, he does not see that the so-called fighting soldiers like the children, relatives, society members, and countrymen are all fallible in the great struggle. One should examine the fact that his father or his father's father has already died, and that he himself is therefore also sure to die. And similarly, his children, who are the would-be fathers of their children, will also die in due course. No one will survive in this struggle with material nature. The history of human society definitely proves it. Yet the foolish people still suggest that in the future, they will be able to live perpetually with the help of material science. This poor fund of knowledge exhibited by human society is certainly misleading, and it is all due to ignoring the constitution of the living soul. The material world exists only as a dream due to our attachment to it. Otherwise, the living soul is always different from the material nature. The great ocean of material nature is tossing with the waves of time, and the so-called living conditions are something like foaming bubbles, which appear before us as bodily self, wife, children, society, countrymen, etc. Due to a lack of knowledge of self, we become victimized by the force of ignorance, and thus spoil the valuable energy of human life in a vain attempt or in the vain search after permanent living conditions which are impossible in this material world. Our friends, relatives, and so-called wives and children are not only fallible, but also bewildered by the outward glamour of material existence. As such, they cannot save us. Still, we think we are safe within the orbit of family, society, and country. The whole materialistic advancement of human civilization is like the decoration of a dead body. Everyone is a dead body flapping only for a few days, and yet all the energy of human life is being wasted in the decoration of this dead body. Shukadeva Goswami is pointing out the duty of the human after showing the actual position of bewildered human activities. Persons who are devoid of the knowledge of Atma Tattva are misguided. But those who are devotees of the Lord have perfect realization of transcendental knowledge. They are not bewildered. Oma Ginati Virandasya Gana Gana Shalakaya Chakshu Om Litam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sacha Hey Krishna Kruna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhivya Evacha Atitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivachari Gora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Shatyarini Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Guraja Chenamaha Ananda Lilamaya Vigrahaya Himavidi Vachavishundaraya Trasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So the translation again is persons devoid of Atma Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children, and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. Hare Krishna. Sukadeva Goswami is really, really teaching us this morning. You're in a material world and you don't know about Atma Tattva, then it's because we are too attached to material activities. Even though there's ample evidence that material activities are controlled by time, in that there is an end to it. All material activities. Never mind even our own material activities. The entire material world comes to an end. When Mahavishnu breathes in, it's all gone into his body. And only when he breathes out at another time, millions and millions of years later, then the material energy comes into existence. In the meantime, people are taking on different bodies. Out of this 8,400,000 types of bodies. And the problems in the material world do not end there. They don't end. So So from Brahmaloka, the topmost or the most decorated, for lack of a better word, material planet, down to Pataloka, the most problematic of all of the planets, still, everywhere you turn in the material world, there are problems. So, Sukadeva Goswami is saying that when we don't understand the truth about the soul, Atma Tattva, then we don't really inquire into the problems of life. So in the end, at the very end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada charges us by making the statement that devotees, when it comes to devotees, they have perfect realization of transcendental knowledge and they are not bewildered. So we have to help each other not to be bewildered, because sometimes things that do in fact happen, that sometimes we tend to forget a little bit. I was thinking this morning that yesterday, yes, as in many, many days, I finished my 16 rounds. But in the middle of doing my 16 rounds, there were some thoughts of, why are you doing the rounds? I'm going, what? The mind is that much of a rascal. I said, mind, if you don't understand why I'm doing 16 rounds, I'm doing it for my spiritual master. Remember, my spiritual master has an agreement with the spiritual world that he is going to guide this disciple back to the spiritual world. And he says, you chant and you mind are going to tell me, no. How dare you? So on that, that's how I gathered the courage, not the courage, but the determination. I chanted and tried to focus even better on my chanting. But it is like that in the spiritual, in this material world. We know by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, the comments that he's made and so much description and explanation about Krishna, that the only place that we're going to be living without any anxiety is the spiritual world. That's our home. Either way we turn, wherever we turn in the material world, real happiness won't come. It is a place set up so that there is some limited material happiness and some distress. Now, even people who in their lives, they will have a little more material happiness than distress, they still don't like the distress. Because the nature of the soul is what? To be in spiritual bliss. The soul likes to be happy. In other words, in American words, the soul likes to have a good time. But when distress comes, then it throws the good time away. But that's only in the material world though. And so the understanding of Atma Tattva is very, very important. So Srila Prabhupada first just, and sometimes I love when he comes out and just be direct with, you know, what he's defining. The material world is called the world of death. Everybody is subjected to life for a period of time and then that physical body fails. So this life, he said, is sort of a fight with material energy, which imposes death upon all. And it's very, very interesting in Mahabharata how Maharaj Yudhisthira, when he was questioned by his father who had disguised himself as a yaksha, and he was asking Maharaj Yudhisthira, or Yudhisthira at the time, in the forest, dude, what is the most amazing thing that people are actually going along with? And Maharaj Yudhisthira said that people see around them everything is coming to an end. Relatives, the older relatives are leaving their bodies. They're dying, but somehow they don't think they're going to die. And therefore the plans are being made as if we're going to live forever. When we get advice, even the material advice, that we have to prepare a will, that's an indirect way of being told that the properties that we have at a certain time will not be ours anymore. And the only thing you get is a chance to dictate where those material things would wind up, who they will wind up with. Now, there will have to be a lawyer to enforce all of that. But once a person has left the body, that person that owned it does not have a right to those things anymore. So even if there is some argument among the family members about who should get what, still, the person that actually owned it can't set things straight. And that brings us to me to a thought that I'd like to share with you. We all know that Walmart is a big business. It has billions and billions. It makes millions of dollars every day. Every day it makes millions of dollars. So at the end of the year, billions of dollars Walmart gets. So Walmart was put together by a guy called Sam Walton. That's why the Wall of Walton becomes Walmart. So Sam Walton clearly was not a devotee. We know that. Papa was not even here to talk about Krishna consciousness at the time. Now, if I hear he was a man with pretty much more of goodness, but you know, with Srila Prabhupada's description, if you don't understand so much what motor goodness is, and this world is so much more of passion, and he was in business, some things may happen that would be not so good. But that's, we say, part of doing business in the material world. So let's just assume that Walmart, Sam Walton has left his body. So he definitely would be in a different body for next life. And let's say Sam Walton, not to put him down, but he becomes a dog in his next life. And so, of course, the dog has not, you know, he's just say, he lived a nice, decent life, so he's not going to be a wild dog in the forest. Somebody would take care of him in his home. And that person puts him in a car one afternoon and brings him to, of all places, Walmart. Parks the car in the parking lot. So, they all leave and they go inside the store. And the dog is still in the car. They've left the windows down a little bit for air to come in. So this person that previously owned the whole business now is a dog in the back seat waiting for his owner to come get it. And all he can go is whoa, 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 barking around. You see here how material energy, how can, it's such a mockery. It can happen easily. Or maybe Sam Walton was put in the body of a bird. And there's a tree behind Walmart. And as people are coming in there to shop, he is in the other tree singing songs. The owner of Walmart. Previous life. So it can happen anywhere. So Srila Prabhupada, we have to really thank him like anything, because he's the one that has showed us how to get out of this, not only the entanglement, but the mockery of it. When you go into a body that is not human body, or even let's say he came to human body, but he likes to drink. So people are going to Walmart and he's so drunk he can't even move properly. People with guards, we can't have him come. You can't come in here, sir. You can't come in here. Because you can't even control yourself. Or say Walmart, he became a, and I'll just give one more example because we made the point already. He doesn't have enough money because he abused money. So the next life, he's a human being, but he didn't give enough money. And he needs something so badly. So he goes to Walmart and takes something without paying for it. And then the guards catch up with him. And then they put him in handcuffs and they're sending him to prison. The owner in the previous life. So it is so important to inquire about Ahmatatva because we do not. These are some of the ridiculous things that one can go through just by taking another body. And it is very, very true that if you are quite wealthy and you abuse the wealth in the previous life, because you want to make sure you don't get much wealth. So, this is a serious matter. We don't want it happening to us. That's why I was talking about my experience yesterday, but my mind is telling me, well, why are you chanting? I said, in the world, how in the world do you come up with a statement like that, and I'm supposed to listen to that? So, in the human form of life, Srila Prabhupada says, living being is competent enough to come to an understanding of this great struggle for existence. But because of our responsibilities, material responsibilities, being too attached to family members, being too attached to the community we live in, the country that we're in, we want to win over. And Srila Prabhupada says, the invincible, you cannot defeat material nature. With our strength, wife, children, relatives, possessions, science, all of that, we're going to help us. So the understanding of the self is that aham brahmasmi, we are souls, we don't belong here. The material world will give us hell because it's designed like that. We don't have control over the weather. We don't have control over so many things. And the fact that we don't have control over the weather is just one example that defeats the fact that we can be happy here. We will never be happy here because whatever plans that we make, the weather dictates whether we carry it out or not. If we have something that's bad, if it rains, we weren't planning for rain, well, it has rained. Too bad. And you can't do whatever you have to do. Or sometimes, you know, catastrophic weather situations. Some volcano decides to just spew ash. And people have to run for their lives. And airplanes that go through that, from what I understand, they can have trouble with their engines being up in the air if you go through this, the ash spewed in the air by these volcanoes. And that's just one example. So, we are too attached to the material world. We need to be hearing who we are and reminding each other of who we are. Just like Srila Prabhupada gave an example. We gotta inquire. There's a need to inquire about our nature and make sure we live life based on giving our nature the priority. Yes, we have a physical body, so yeah, we'll have to do some things to keep this body together. But the main thing is to serve. And that's why Krishna says, everything that you do, you have to do as an offering to me. So again, something happened yesterday. Another example. A couple of devotees were at our house. They had gone to the temple to put the Lord Krishna Tagore Chandra, the new devotees in Harrisburg, to rest. And then they stopped by our house because my wife is the temple president. They wanted to talk to him. And I was downstairs, and I have a small recording studio. And I was putting some song together as just a gift for my sister, because my sister has been asking about this for a while. And this particular song, we're from Ghana, born, you know, appeared in Ghana. And so this song is very, very, very popular. It's a Christian song. And she's asked, and I said, all right, I'll put together for you, you know, so I have equipment. Finally, I sat down after reading some work. I'm reading Bhagavatam and recording it too. So when I finished that, then I, you know, the same computer, this song started putting the song together. Then after a while, I came up. When I came up, this devotee says, oh, I hear you, but when you're downstairs playing this, it sounds very nice. Is it for devotees? I said, no, it's a Christian song. It's for my sister. My sister has been wanting. I said, oh, I thought that it was for devotees. The beat is very nice, so we would really like to dance with. And I repeated, it's actually a Christian song. So when I went back downstairs, I said, Krishna has spoken to me through this devotee. I have to do something about the song. And then I remembered, Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever. And I said, I'm in trouble now. I have to do something about it. And so I prayed a little bit, and an idea came to me. Put Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the song. And as soon as I thought about it, Krishna showed me exactly where to put it. Just like George Harrison did the song, My Sweet Lord, and he sings, My Sweet Lord, but then it's Hare Krishna, My Sweet Lord, Hare Krishna, My Sweet Krishna, Krishna, and so on. But he also says, Alleluia. So all these Christians, they sing hallelujah. They don't hear the Hare Krishna mantra. And so when that thought came to me, then I went back to the studio and it was just very easy to do. It went seamlessly. So this song that is supposed to be a Christian song now has Hare Krishna in it. So that one was dealt with. So we have to be every time thinking about how to dovetail everything we do in Krishna's service. So that was my day yesterday. A little challenging than normally. But still, we have to remember Krishna all the time. And I really think that later on, I'll thank him. I'll text him back and say, yes, I did put Hare Krishna in the song. So now it has the Hare Krishna part of it too. So the need to inquire is the intelligence level given to the human. The other bodies don't inquire like that. The non-human bodies. And it's similar to a situation that Narada Muni was helping King Prachinabhaisat to understand. King Prachinabhaisat was very nice king. People liked him. His citizens liked him. But he was also very much connected to, like, the material energy stuff. You know, a beautiful wife and so much. So Narada Muni wanted to help him. And so he came up with a story which relates to King Prachinabhaisat's Bhaisat's life. So when like that, those kind of stories are called allegories. So he said there's a king called King Puranjana, and he made Prachinabhaisat aware of the fact that King Puranjana was just, he's just a fictional character. But everything that Narada Muni said about King Puranjana was really about Prachinabhaisat's life, the way he was leading it. And in one part of the story that Narada Muni was relating to King Prachinabhaisat, he said King Puranjana was by himself. He spotted a very beautiful and lusty girl, and that got his attention. And he went near this girl and started asking. And that's in Canto 4, chapter 25, text 26. The direct translation, Narada Muni is saying, Puranjana asked this girl, my dear lotus eyed, kindly explain to me where you're coming from, who you are, and whose daughter you are. You appear very chaste. What is the purpose of your coming here? What are you trying to do? Please explain all these things to me. So according to the story that Narada Muni is putting together, Puranjana is questioning this beautiful girl. So he wants to know where he comes from, who she is, who her father is, what the purpose is of her being where she was, and what was she trying to do. So Srila Prabhupada says in a section of the purport, is we need to inquire. He says in the animal form, living entity doesn't inquire about anything. In the animal form, he's just looking for something to eat. Even the cows that are in the mode of goodness. I've seen in Giranagri, one living there, one patch of grass after another. They just get led there and they eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And if the grass in that patch, and it's cordoned off, they have a string and so on, so then the cows stay in that. And when they finish eating, and if you hear from many of them mooing, and you go, it's the same thing. You see they all are standing, they're not eating, and you look at the grass, and the grass is all gone down to little bits. And so they're asking, put us in a different patch so that we can have some more grass. And they start moving like that. That's the animal's business. To eat, to sleep, to mate, and to defend. But your papa is saying the need to inquire, that's when a soul gets put in the human body. And if we don't do that, then we are forgetting our relationship with God. So even in this situation that Narada Muni is describing a story that's a material story, literally, to help King Prachinabhaisat, still, Puranjana was questioning. So we have to question the truth about us, where we came from, who we're connected to, what is the purpose, and what are we trying to do? Srila Prabhupada has answered all of them. That's the great thing about Srila Prabhupada's comments. But we have to take it seriously at all times, and therefore, just like Rupa Goswami said, always think of Krishna, never forget Krishna, accept all things favorable to devotional service, and reject all things unfavorable, as I told you my story yesterday, what happened. Now I have a Krishna conscious song, actually, which I'm happy about. Krishna can't say it enough, but Krishna, the Mahamantra is in the song now. And at first I tried to tell this guy, oh, well, there is a song that's coming. Not all the same type of, you know, background, but it's fully Krishna conscious. This is Radha Krishna Giti. Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhi. I intend to do that song, but of course, fully Krishna conscious. But still, he made his point. I just saw his face and I said, no, I gotta do something, but I just saw the change. So I had to do that. So, Atma Tattva. It's been explained, it's been said in this particular, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, we don't understand Atma Tattva, we're in trouble. Because then we're gonna say, oh, it is my wife, my husband, my children, my house, my car, and those are the ones that are letting me live a decent life. And so then we end there, forgetting the truth about the soul. So, in the scriptures in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 4, Srila Prabhupada defines, Atma Tattva is the science of both God and the living entity. That's Atma Tattva. Atma, the soul, truth. Tattva, the truth. It's the science of both God and the living entity. Both the Supreme Lord and the living entity are known as Atma. Supreme Lord is called Param Atma, and the living entity is called Jiva Atma. So they both have the common part of their names, or define the way we define Atma. Jiva Atma, Param Atma. So, Srila Prabhupada also, and he makes so much argument there, which is wonderful, but he ends by saying that except for devotional service, bhakti yoga, any method to realize Atma Tattva or the science of the soul will prove deceptive in the long run. We have no choice to understand Atma Tattva other than doing service to devotees, devotional service to devotees, to guru, and to the deity. It is important. In Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, Chapter 32, and there's a section of purport in texts 34, 35, and 36. Again, Srila Prabhupada defines Atma Tattva. The understanding of the Supreme Person is called Atma Tattva Ababodhena, which means understanding of one's real constitutional position. And that's where the happiness lies. When one understands one's real constitutional position, which is Jivai Swarupai Nitya Krishna Das. We are Das, 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 Anudas. And that's where our happiness lies. Once we understand things and live according to that. And Srila Prabhupada also says that if one understands one's constitutional position as eternally the servant of a servant of a Supreme Lord, then he becomes detached from the service of the material world. Now, being detached from the service of the material world does not mean we don't do anything material, because we have this material body, therefore we have to satisfy the material body and keep it in good shape. But keep it in good shape not to flaunt it around that I have a nice body and so on, but keep it in good shape so that we can serve devotees, serve Guru, and serve Krishna. That is the main reason. If we live for a long time, we live for a long time because we want to serve the Supreme Lord according to the directions of the spiritual master. So we have to engage in devotional service as a matter of the natural way of life, and also as a priority, because there's no happiness without devotional service. It isn't. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text 4, Srila Prabhupada explains that Atma Tattva yields Samadhi. And Samadhi means fixed mind. This is how he said it. When the mind is fixed for understanding the self, when the mind is saying that I am not this body, I am the soul, then it is said to be in Samadhi. So Samadhi, and I know there are other types of yoga, sometimes it heat processes and it ends with Samadhi, but that's not what we're talking about. The understanding of Atma Tattva gives peace of mind. And that is the Samadhi the Srila Prabhupada is describing. So he says Samadhi is never possible for persons who are interested in material sense enjoyment. Because it will bewilder us. Wanting happiness, we wind up with trouble. So we should be, and as it says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, text 8 to 12, this is where qualities of life are described. Krishna describes it, and he says outside of that, anything else is ignorance. So there is detachment from family, home, etc. But Srila Prabhupada puts things in perspective. That's why his comments are so important. He says, it is natural to have some attachment to wife, home, and so on. They are natural objects of affection in the material world. But when they are not favorable to spiritual progress, then one should not be attached to them. Therefore, what it means here is that when we have children, when we have relatives who are Krishna conscious and they are with us, it's almost like the same thing as devotee association. Because they also help us. They're doing around us things that we should do in Krishna consciousness. They're doing the same thing. So then the family now becomes good devotee association. They understand Atma Tattva, but we're not the bodies. And we all help each other to serve devotionally. That is a situation that should be kept. So Srila Prabhupada says the best process for making a home pleasant is Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness. If anyone is in full Krishna consciousness, they can become very happy. Their home can be very happy, a very happy situation, because the process of Krishna consciousness is very easy. And then he defines it. We chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Accept prasadam, the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Krishna. And we should have some discussion on books like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and engage ourselves in deity worship. These four things will make one happy. And for my own family and for everybody else, as I'm saying these, it is important for all of us to try to do that in our homes. One time, even if it's for a short time, Srila Prabhupada did not specify how long that we should have discussion. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. But it is a very nice thing if a family arranges for everybody to take some time off, even if it's a short time, but have a discussion about Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Any one of the two. And deity worship should definitely be there. So then we have that association strong at home. And then also when we go to the temple, then we get even a larger situation. The temple is 100% Krishna conscious business. So Srila Prabhupada says, chant Hare Krishna, eat prasadam, have discussion on the spiritual books that we have, that he himself sweated so much and put so much energy to get it out, and now it's being distributed and we have it, and then also engage ourselves in deity worship. He said these four things will make one happy. So everybody should train the members of his family in this way. And when we do that, then there's no point leaving the family, because the family actually helps us to be more Krishna conscious. There's no reason to leave the family then. In fact, it goes to the extent of him saying, I know the men take sannyas. In that situation, when the family is more focused on Krishna consciousness, there's no need to even take sannyas. He mentioned that from Grihastha. Because the business of Christian consciousness is already being done at home. At home. He doesn't stop people from taking sannyas, but he says that it is in fact it is not so necessary. It's the bottom line is to be and to remain Krishna conscious. To be Krishna conscious and to remain Krishna conscious. So, and as I was saying a little bit earlier, that I'm doing some recording of Srimad Bhagavatam. And, you know, many people know the Srimad Bhagavatam, so it's been recorded and put out. It's hard to find Srimad Bhagavatam with purports recorded. With purports of Srila Prabhupada recorded. So it's a very long project. It takes me about, I don't know how many years, but we're still on it now. And actually, yesterday I finished Canto 1, Chapter 10, text 29, 30. So in text 22 of first canto, 10th chapter. So I'm reading it so that it's not difficult for me to remember about, you know, Krishna's mercy. So he was talking about how people forget and attach to things that are false. Because we've been told about false ego already. When we say that we are these bodies, that's false ego. Simple definition. But then in the part of the purport in this 1:10:22, chapter 1, chapter 10, 22, Shri Papa says, the foolish and forgetful living being is always busy with false forms and false names. Modern nationalism, it is the pinnacle, it's the height of such false names and false forms. And men and women are mad after false name and form. And I stopped to think about it, and I realized, oh yes, when we're born, what happens? Yes, you're born in this particular country. Yes, you're born in this particular tradition, and therefore here is your name. And they give a material name. But is that the name of the soul? No. We are the soul, but that's not the soul's name. Therefore, the name that we're carrying is actually false. When, by the mercy of Guru, we get initiation, then we are given a name, not necessarily the same as the name in the spiritual world, but it's a name that is connected to Krishna so that we can at least remember where we're coming from and where we need to go. But our name, we don't really know yet. And when we get so attached to the material names, that's very unfortunate. So sometimes, you know, there are situations, and we know, we've come across those, where devotees are initiated, but at home they are still using their traditional or legal names. When a devotee is initiated, that name is the name that should be used wherever they are among devotees. Devotees will call them by that name, but family members should also use that name. That is a name that reminds us of Krishna. Remember Ajamil, when he was dying? Had he not had a son called Narayan, and he was so attached to Narayan and called that Narayan's name, would he have called the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The probable answer is no. He would not have. But because that name was a name connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he called out for his son, in such a desperate condition, seeing that the Damodaras were coming, then Krishna gave him the mercy. So this is so important to use those names, but the material ones are false names. And this body is not us, so that's also a false form. The real body is the real person is the soul. So we shouldn't get so bewildered by things here in the material world. We should be very, very careful to get everything connected with Krishna. Everything connected with Krishna. And sometimes, you know, you'll be surprised of where the guidance comes from. Sometimes we talk about the guidance from the spiritual master. But like my situation yesterday that I went back to the studio and then changed the song and made it Krishna conscious, this was for a devotee that was initiated 2 years ago. And I've been initiated 30 years ago. So clearly by age and by initiation, I'm senior to him. But Krishna used him to remind me. Everything should be done for the Lord. But that's where the happiness is, though. In fact, after I put the Hare Krishna mantra in the song, I became so satisfied with it. I said, yes. Now, my sister can deal with it, but it's there. You know, it's there. So now it's good. I've done what I'm supposed to do, turning everything according to Krishna's instruction to Krishna consciousness, dovetailing. So I'm not saying this to praise myself. I'm saying this that I was so fortunate that the devotee was at home and Krishna arranged for him to let me know, you better have something from Krishna to this. Otherwise, the entire thing does not have any Krishna consciousness in it. No Krishna consciousness in it. And those of us that preach, we better do that because we're talking about it all the time. So anyway, so that was good for me. All right, so Atmatattva, we have to understand what that is. We are the soul, and we have to live life with that understanding. And also, be careful about those souls who are not in these human-type physical bodies, especially the ones that are very, very tiny bodies. You got to be careful. Srila Prabhupada says, we don't have a right to kick anyone out of the apartment that they're in, because we don't own the apartment. We don't have a right to kick them out. We have to be very careful how we deal with them. You can defend if they try to attack you, but other than that, you have to leave them alone, and if, you know, the insects, you don't want them in your house, then you trap them and put them out. If you really want to, you can do that. But we have to be very careful about all living entities and chant so that their souls can also benefit. That's why we chant out loud. Haridas Thakur explained that. And this is the last point we want to bring. Understanding that we are the soul, the connection to the soul is in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dham, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So chant and remember Krishna all the time. And when you chant out loud, all of the living entities, even those that our eyes cannot see because they're too small, they also have souls and they all benefit from the holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. It is the truth because, well, for now we can see, is there anything better than that anyway? What is science doing? They can't disprove this. They don't have, and that's a very important point. So, it reminds me of something. There's a video that I watched of Srila Prabhupada. He met with all of these professors of universities in one meeting together. Okay, so, Mataji, I'll just come back. I'll just say once, make this point, and then you can ask a question. So he met with them, and some of them were professors of religion. And he was saying, Srila Prabhupada was saying, after he preached to them for a while, he says, you know Jesus, but do you know God, his Father? You know him. No, they don't know. They know they don't know. Christians don't know who God is, what he looks like. Sometimes they try to paint him a picture like an old man, as if he's going to die the next day. But that's another story. So then he said, but you don't know who God is. And I am presenting God to you. So why are you not accepting? And this is a video, so I'm sitting watching their faces. Everybody is as quiet as a mouse. You don't know what to say to that. Srila Prabhupada repeated, you do not know God, and I am presenting God to you, so why are you not accepting? They still couldn't answer him. So finally, he let them off the hook, and then he told them a little bit more about, you know, if you understand the soul, you will not even hurt an ant. So he explained all of that to them. Anyway, Mataji, please go on. Mukti Dhatri Radhika Devi Dasi Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. We'll actually be happier. Srila Prabhupada is giving us very, very important points on how to be happy as a family. So he says, okay, well, we have a connection with family that's natural. But as a family of devotees, he said, if the family members are not devotional, then we have to make arrangements to not have so much connection with them. And sometimes we see that new devotees come, they're excited about Krishna consciousness, but their home situation, they're still with family, and all the family members are not devotees. except that one person. And usually they get to go through so much trouble. So if they're old enough, they're working and so on, so we begin to tell them, you got to make arrangements to have more association of devotees. The others that are there, they're going to be eating meat. They certainly won't offer the what they cook. And you're going to be in all kinds of problems. So family members that are devotees is the best situation. If not, then there has to be some arrangement made through prayer and also through really, you know, with the, go by the saying, where there's a will, there's a way. I want to be a devotee. Krishna would arrange, you know, if we keep saying, I want to be. I really, really, really would like to be a devotee and not get bogged down by family members who are non-devotees. Arrangements would be made. So their situation will stay and you get to be a devotee and have better association. So yeah, but for those who are home, these 4 points, Prabhupada says, we have to chant, we have to have Krishna Prasadam, we have to have the discussion, and we also have to worship the deity. These four. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Hare Krishna. That is a Mahatattva. So the point is, they see, those in the spiritual world now see, just like we see a cloud, they see the Mahatattva in that way. But they're not there, so it's not really much of their concern. Of course, when they, you know, force Krishna's hand, trying to be a controller like he is, want to be in his position, then, you know, after much persuasion not to go, they wind up in the material world trying to control. Now, and yeah, so then they put in this. Now, as far as that is concerned, Krishna, actually, see, Prabhupada was asked this question. So one of the disciples says, so once the situation comes, somebody is envious of Krishna, so we understand that they get put in the material world. So what body that do they start with? Do they come straight to an ant or go, what, how does that happen in the spiritual world? Then Srila Prabhupada said 3 words. According to desire. That's it. According to desire. Now it's hard for somebody who wants to be in Krishna's position to say, oh, I just want to be a small insect. No, no. That's, we don't know what happens. But from what I've also heard, that most of those who fall from the spiritual world wanted Krishna's position. They wanted to be controller. We know that. What's the biggest controller in the material world? Demigods. Demigods. So most of them take a demigod body. First time. Then you go, but why did they wind up in human bodies, dog bodies, and tree bodies, and all of those? And the answer came is, it's not difficult to think about this situation. A person has been put out of the spiritual world because they want to be controller. One entity wants to be controller. So now they are in the matter, in the material world. Well, is he the only one that fell down? No, there are more people that are envious of Krishna also. They want to be controller. So let's say one comes in a demigod body because they want to be controller, so they have some control in material energy. We know that, even though it comes from Krishna still. And another person also wants to be a controller. Well, so we're talking about two people wanting to be controllers. But there can only be one controller though. One. Even in the material, one controller. So if one wants to be controller, the other one wants to be controller, what's going to happen? They're not going to like each other very much. They're going to start butting heads. They may start doing evil things towards each other. And if you do evil things towards each other, that is Yamaraj's department. He's going to punish. And once you get punished, you're not going to come back in another that body anymore. You demote it. And that's how people come further down and further down and further down. It's the same wanting to be the supreme controller. Same thing in the spiritual world, coming back to the material with the same attitude and trying to put other people down so you can be. And it gets that bad. Sometimes it can be world wars, literally, because of that. One person wanted to be a controller. Based on the false name of their country that they've got. So it is, it's a big mess. And we, you know, fortunately by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, that we can chant our way back to the spiritual world if we take it seriously. Hare Krishna. They still can be in a nice, because it's based on desire. So if they act very nicely and they want to be in the dog park, well, let me just tell you something, Srila Prabhupada. A person who owns a dog is dying, right? This is one of his lectures. He's dying, and he said, oh, this is the dying person. Oh, what's going to happen to my dog? Let me leave some property for my dog. My dog is... it's not around. The Baba says, you are thinking about your dog when you're dying, but you are going to be dog next life. You think seriously? You're going to be dog next life. And if you want to get the dog very comfortable life, yeah, you can, you know, be in a situation where you also get a comfortable dog life. But is it really comfortable? We just think it is that way. Until we get we just inquire from Baj Maharaj, who became a deer. He thought about a deer. He took very good care of a deer, and he became a deer. And he wanted out of that deer's body as soon as possible. He was never harmed. He actually went to ashram where the sages were, and he stood there. And as they were doing their Krishna conscious thing, the God conscious thing, he was there watching. So his mind was there. By Krishna's mercy, reminded about his past life that he was Bhat Maharaj. But he wanted out of the deer body very quickly. So those who think that dog is comfortable, that life is comfortable, I just can't believe it, dude. I cannot believe anybody would think that way. They don't have as much intelligence as us. That's not one reason, a good reason. But dogs are kept very well. They're very loyal. Okay, so all right. Give loyalty to another man. Well, one thing, if people like, the dog doesn't pay any bills. Go be a dog. But there's so much. You find out. But Bhat Maharaj told us when he wanted out of the deer body by his actions, we shouldn't think at all of going into the... because we're not going to go back to Godhead. Going to this body, it's another lifetime sentence here in the material world. And who knows what's going to happen in the material world. No, that's Atma-tattva. Atma-tattva. Mahatattva is the cloud we were talking about that people get... from the spiritual world, yeah, and put in between. Atma-tattva is the realization of the way the soul. And everything around us is temporary and false. Jiva-tattva is the individual part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the minute part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same in quality, that's the souls we have now. Same in quality as the Lord, but different in quantity and ability. Like we say, the example is given as that the ocean and a drop of water from the ocean. As far as quality is concerned, the drop of water of the ocean has the same quality as the ocean, the water body, the big body. But as far as being what the drop of water can do compared to what the ocean can do, the drop of water cannot even sustain life of one fish. It's too small to do that. You certainly cannot ride a whole boat over a drop of water, but or kind of submarine to get inside of it. But all of those, the ocean does, provide that, even at a material level. So we don't compare the Supreme Personality of Godhead in ability and size and so on, but our nature is like a Supreme Lord because, the individual soul, the Jivatma, has the same qualities as the Supreme Soul. That is eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss. But our position is servants. Yes, of the Supreme Lord. Yeah. Yeah. So we're trying to get back to the Supreme Lord because unless we do that, we will never be happy. As it's saying, there's a machine and the screw, we like a screw and a machine. And when the screw comes out, the machine may be there, but the screw cannot do its work. Because it's out of the machine. Hare Krishna. Any more questions? Okay. So I suppose we can end here unless someone has another question. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpatrugrishtha kripa sundivya evacha. Patitanam pavaneyo vaishnavebhyo. Prabhupada ki jai. So hopefully we have a rest of our week being nice and Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Glory to the Prabhupada.